And now, with a comprehensive look at local, regional, and national sports news, scores, and highlights, it's Aaron Kauk with the Skinny on Sports Report.
It's good to have you with us for this event.
Good afternoon, Western Oklahoma. I'm Aaron Kauk, and this is the Skinny on Sports Report. Regional tournaments got underway yesterday all across the great state of Oklahoma on the fast pitch and fall baseball diamonds. Class 4A saw regional tournaments get going. Elk City hosted one of those. Hellcats punched their ticket into the regional finals with a 12-0 win against Medill, 2-0 over Bridge Creek. Aubrey Pogue collected 30 strikeouts in the two wins. Weatherford's in their finals as well. Lady Eagles shut out Paul's Valley 19-0 and Chickasha 7-0. Clinton's still playing today after they lost to Plainview yesterday 12-1, but bounced back and beat Western Heights 15-8. 2A's in the Super Regional round. Hobart went to Pecola. Lady Cat's season ended with 10-13 losses. Merritt traveled to Preston. Oilerettes also saw their season come to an end. They lost 5-0 and then 4-3. Class A and B in the regional tournaments. Class B, Mountain View Godibo is still alive. They beat Kearney 6-5 but fell to Stewart 10-0. The Keeba Sickles won twice. They're in the regional finals today. They beat Covington Douglas 14-4 and Kremlin Hillsdale 8-0. Arnett's still playing today. They blank LaFleur 10-0 but lost to Caney 5-3. Leedy's in the regional finals courtesy of an 8-6 win over Timberlake and a 7-4 triumph against Chattanooga. In Class A, Canute's still going. They hammered Fletcher 12-0 but lost to Caddo 4-1. Hollis will play again today. They beat Porham 3-1, lost to Tushka 10-1. Arapahoe Butler's still alive. Lady Indians smoked Moreland 11-2, but lost to Wacomas 5-1. Navajo's still playing. They beat Sterling 4-0, fell to Ripley 3-2. Cheyenne Raiden's in the regional title game. They blinked Shattuck 6-0, clipped Okarchee 6-5. Shattuck's season ended after a 5-3 loss to Bingeroni. Fall baseball's in regionals as well in Class A and Class B. In Class B, Leedy Bison punched their ticket into the state tournament next week with wins over number 4 Boswell 6-0 and number 5 Asher 6-3. Calumet's there as well. They dispatched Visai 24-6 and Caney 14-0. Sentinel fell to Caney 13-9. They'll play again today. Fort Cobb-Broxton qualified for state. They blanked Varnum 10-0 and Hammond 7-0. Hammond beat Tupelo first, though 10-5, so they'll await an opponent for a game to go to the state tournament today. Class A, Arapahoe Butler fell to Sterling 11-0. They'll play again today. Canute lost to Hydra Weekly 7-2. They need to win twice to get to state today. Navajos beat Riffley 7-0, but lost to Rattan 22-6. They'll play one game today to go to the Class A state tournament. Oklahoma State Cowboys in need of a win this weekend with West Virginia coming to town. Pokes lost two straight conference games, in danger of occupying the Big 12 cellar with a loss to Mountaineers. Win gets OSU back on track with a bye week next week for Friday night trip to Provo to play undefeated BYU in a couple weeks. Oklahoma State West Virginia kicks inside Boone Pickens Stadium tomorrow afternoon at 3. It's a relatively light week on the college football gridiron with only one game. That's number 9 Missouri at number 25 Texas A&M between ranked teams. It means, though, there's 8 ranked teams on the road in conference play. Sometimes that provides wacky results. Finally, Weatherford's Quade Cummins off to a great start in the Corn Ferry Tour Finals at the Pete Dye Course at French Lick Resort in French Lick, Indiana. Quade shot 1-under yesterday, followed that up with a 2-under par round today. He's 3-under, tied for 10th with 2 rounds to go. Cummins' round included 6 birdies, a bogey, and a triple. Quade enters the weekend 7 off the lead, but only 3 behind second. Check back Monday for a full weekend recap right here on the Skinny on Sports Report. I'm Aaron Kauk.